Are we 22 times too comfortable with what we know? It seems so. This experiment has been replicated dozens of times across populations, professions, and cultures, and just about every empirical psychologist and decision theorist has tried it on his class to show his students the big problem of humankind. We are simply not wise enough to be trusted with knowledge. The intended 2% error rate usually turns out to be between 15 and 30%, depending on the population and the subject matter. I've tested myself and sure enough, failed, even while consciously trying to be humble by carefully setting a wide range. And yet such underestimation happens to be, as we'll see, the core of my professional activities. This bias seems present in all cultures, even those that favor humility. There may be no consequential difference between downtown Kuala Lumpur and the ancient settlement of Amun, currently Lebanon. Yesterday afternoon, I gave a workshop in London and had been mentally writing on my way to the venue because the cab driver had an above-average ability to find traffic. I decided to make a quick experiment during my talk. I asked the participants to take a stab at a range for the number of books in Umberto Eco's library, which, as we know from the introduction to Part 1, contains 30,000 volumes. Of the 60 attendees, not a single one made the range wide enough to include the actual number. The 2% error rate became 100%. This case may be an aberration, but the distortion is exacerbated with quantities that are out of the ordinary. Interestingly, the crowd erred on the very high and the very low sides. Some set their ranges at 2,000 to 4,000, others at 300,000 to 600,000. True, someone warned about the nature of the test can play it safe and set the range between zero and infinity. But this would no longer be calibrating. That person wouldn't be conveying any information and couldn't produce an informed decision in such a manner. In this case, it's more honorable just to say, I don't want to play the game, I've no clue.
This ends Disc 6.